Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 11th. U.S. wholesale inflation rose again last month. The producer price index rose 2.1% in the 12 months ending in March, now at its highest level since April 2023. It's another possible sign that the Federal Reserve could put the brakes on lowering interest rates, as its work to lower inflation doesn't appear to be done yet. There was some hope that a cut could come later this year, as Americans face high borrowing costs and interest rates stay at their highest level in more than two decades. Arizona Republicans have blocked an attempt to repeal a law from the Civil War era that bans almost all abortions in the state. Democrats wanted to call a state House vote yesterday after the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the law must be followed. But lawmakers say Republicans voted to end business for the day instead.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame.
Representative Annalise Ortiz posted a video of them leaving the chamber on Instagram and called GOP lawmakers, quote, cowards. President Joe Biden has described the ban as cruel, extreme, and dangerous, while urging people in the state to elect him. And even former President Donald Trump said the law went too far, but said he thought it would be, quote, straightened out. Yesterday, Trump said he would not sign a federal abortion ban if he's re-elected, after saying earlier he thought it should be left up to individual states. The White House says it's very concerned by China's actions in the South China Sea. The comments come ahead of a key meeting today, where Biden is set to host the first ever summit with the leaders of Japan and the Philippines. The two countries have separate territorial disputes with China, and there are also concerns about China's aggression towards Taiwan, alongside North Korea's nuclear provocations. The Bidens hosted Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at a state dinner last night. Here's what the president said about the close relationship between the U.S. and Japan.
Maybe divided by distance, but generations after generation, we've been brought together, the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom, and to dignity for all.
The Anti-Defamation League has graded 85 universities in the U.S. on their policies to combat anti-Semitism on campus, and 12 failed. The schools that received an F included Harvard, MIT, Stanford, University of Chicago, and Princeton. Reports of anti-Semitism on college campuses across the country have surged after Hamas's October 7th terror attack on Israel and the country's devastating response. The ADL says anti-Semitic incidents on campus have reached historic levels, leaving Jewish students feeling unsafe. Only two schools were awarded A's for their efforts, Brandeis and Elon. Coming up, an arrest warrant has been issued for a Kansas City Chiefs player.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Kansas City Chief Receiver Rashee Rice over a six-car crash in Dallas. Both Rice and another man are facing charges over the pileup last month, including one count of aggravated assault. Police say the drivers of two sports cars were speeding on an expressway when one crashed, causing a, quote, chain reaction. A spokesperson said both sports cars then drove off without stopping to see if anyone needed medical help or giving their information, while four people from the other vehicles were treated for injuries. Rice's attorney has said his client was driving one of the sports cars, and in a social media post last week, Rice said he had met with police and apologized to everyone involved. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.